It's possible to go by train from London all the way to India, in principle, and it's also possible to go to India overland, in principle, especially with a four-wheel drive. After Europe, the train goes from Istanbul right across Turkey, right across Iran, right across Pakistan, and on to India. The four-wheel drive jeep route from Istanbul to India, sometimes referred to as the hippie trail, follows some of the Silk Road trade routes between China and Europe. Before maps and cell phones, the young king of Macedonia, Alexander the Great, marched his sword and metal shield-carrying army on a similar journey 2,300 years ago, and he too just reached India. There were horses for the cavalry, of course, but one pities the foot sluggers marching for 10 years. His objective was both retaliation against the Persians for having destroyed some of the Macedonian monuments to Greek gods, as well as empire building and a desire to unite what he thought of as the whole world. Indeed, he believed in 334 BC that the edge of the world would be somewhere in India. His father had been the Macedonian King Philip II, and the boy had been tutored until 16 by, amongst others, Aristotle. At 20, after his dad's assassination, he had inherited a large and powerful army. By his death at 32, he had become pharaoh of Egypt, king of Persia, and lord or king of Asia. With his late father's well-trained army, he left Greece at the age of 22, marched toward Istanbul, won a fierce battle against the Persians, and then crossed the Bosporus into Asia. He went down the attractive west and southwest coasts of Turkey, conquering all the way. In a book by Dame Freya Stark, that intrepid travel writer who died at age 100 in 1993 and who followed some of his route, Alexander apparently then turned north from the Turkish coast, marching all the way up to Gordium, which is not far from Ankara, Turkey's present-day capital. The famous Gordian knot was at Gordium, and he is reputed to have either untied the knot or slashed it with his sword. Alexander then marched his men all the way back down to the eastern corner of the Mediterranean, where his second big battle took place, not far from Iskenderun, Alexandretta, and defeated the powerful King Darius III of Persia. He then kept going south through what we know as Syria, Lebanon, Israel, and Gaza in order to take Egypt. There, the by now 25-year-old sketched out a city for his architect, in the sand, apparently, which is now Egypt's famous Alexandria. He stayed there only a year, turning round and marching back up to Syria, then east across Iran, Afghanistan, across Pakistan, conquering all the way. There's hardly time to describe his long sojourn in Asia and how his ultimately exhausted soldiers persuaded him to turn back after reaching India. At about 28, he married the beautiful Roxanne, an Afghanistan princess whose father he had killed in battle. For her own safety, she offered to become his wife. 3 years later, after another battle with King Darius III, in which Darius died, Alexander confiscated Darius's remaining family, wife, daughters, son, wife's mother, and looked after them well, respecting their royalty. For political reasons, he made a second marriage to both Darius's daughter Statira and her noble friend Parysatis on the same day. I'm not sure whether Roxanne attended the 5-day wedding celebration or not. The following year, 323 BC, he died in Babylon, a very ancient city by the Euphrates, the ruins of which are visible today from one of Saddam Hussein's palaces. It seems that he died of either poisoning or sickness at the age of 32. Roxana gave birth to Alexander IV a few months later. She had both his other wives murdered to ensure that her son would be sole heir to the empire. Later, however, they themselves were assassinated. I sometimes wonder about the extraordinary hardships of his soldiers from extreme weather, lack of food, horrific wounds, water from rivers, pestilence, death, 10 years of it, no Facebook, McDonald's, or emails. And I suppose border guards insisting on visas or passports would simply have been run through with a sword.